This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Israeli archaeologists' latest find date back to the First Temple period. That story right after this short message.
Wondering how you'll finish your degree in the midst of all this uncertainty? At Liberty University, we want to help. So we're offering up to $3,600 in transfer student scholarships. No matter where you're a student, you can transfer in up to 75% of your degree. That's up to 90 credits. And pay less than $900 per course when you enroll in one of Liberty's 120 online undergraduate programs this fall. Save time and money at a school that's been helping students like you for over 30 years. Learn more by texting degree to 49595. That's degree to 49595.
Not only is Israel the promised land of God's chosen people, but it is also a rich deposit of cultural history, ready to be discovered just beneath the surface. It seems like every other day there is some incredible archaeological treasure unearthed in Israel. In early September 2020, during an archaeological dig, the researchers unearthed three decorative column heads, also known as capitals. The limestone capitals were covered in ornate carvings and date back to the First Temple period with the Judean kings. Experts believe that these column heads are remnants of a great mansion that overlooked the Temple Mount from the old city of Jerusalem. Symbols that represent the Jewish kingdoms of Israel and Judah were found ornately carved on the capitals and are the exact same designs that are printed on the modern-day five-shekel coin. Yaakov Billing is the director of the Israeli Antiquities Authority excavation, and he said, "This is a very exciting discovery. This is a first-time discovery of a scaled-down model of the giant Proto-Aeolian capitals, of the kind found thus far in the Kingdom of Judah and Israel, where they were incorporated above the royal palace gates. The level of workmanship on these capitals is the best seen to date, and the degree of the preservation of the items is rare." Experts placed the mansion around 701 BC, somewhere between the reigns of King Hezekiah and Josiah, but after the Assyrian siege of Jerusalem. Israel's Minister of Culture and Sport, Hilly Trooper, said that the archaeological discovery is a window into the Jewish people's history and future, and that the uncovering of the remains of the building reflects the glorious roots of the Jewish people and our rich past here in the capital of Jerusalem. "I see great improvements in the work of the Israeli Antiquities Authority and in the work of the City of David in their discoveries over the years, which reveal parts of the illustrious Jewish past. The past is the cornerstone of a nation and the cornerstone of a culture, and its discovery also affects the present as well as the future." So as each archaeologist shovels another spade of promised land dirt, it helps us understand what life was like in ancient times. We pray that the blessing from Psalm 102:14 that says, "Blessed are those who love your dust and cherish your stones," would become real for them, and that as they are looking in the dirt for answers, that they may find the truth in Jesus Christ. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find the Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.